Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoilid es Yitzchak. It's Yidua, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin was born 300 years ago in Tav Pei, the year Tav Pei. Follow my Pesach, it's going to be his 300th birthday. But upon him, Misaprim, that when he was 3.5 years old, on Cholomoy Tzukis, it was in Vilna, a special Irua every year that they would have the Chachomim of the year, they would ask all kinds of Chidois and Shailos, and Misaprim, that the guy knew all the Tshuvas already as a 3-year-old kid. Beinehem, the issue was that they asked, where does it say in the Torah, Avram, Avram? Not by the Akedah, everyone knows by the Akedah. Hashem said Avram. Where does it say Avram, Avram? Not by the Akedah. So right away he said it. Eilu told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avraham, how was Yitzchak? He was a Shailah. Someone asked me, he told me he's learning the Masechta Tainus, he wants a Bechinah, to see if he knows Tainus well. I said, I'm a Nevardeke Enichel, and next week is the 100th Yortzeit of the Nevardeke Enichel. His name was Rav Yezel. Where does it say in Masechta Tainus, Yezel, Yezel? So now, before the Gemara, by Nochem Gamzu, they had an Eden. Man Yezel, Yezel, Nochem Gamzu. Rabbeinu Ephraim, here's on the Torah, writes, the reason it says, told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoyled us Yitzchak, is because it's Baal Lamdeinu that all the different things that happened to Avram happened to Yitzchak. Zen is nase, v'zen is nase. Zen milkecha ishtoi, v'zen milkecha ishtoi. Zen nikro zokin, v'zen nikro zokin. Zen bonim is bech, v'zen bonim is bech. Kesedim, he brings a dozen things that there's a parallel between Avram and Yitzchak. Beinehem, it's both for nitzel min ha'esh. Avram Avinu by Or Kasdim, and Yitzchak by the Akedah. Is the MSC, is that Taka of Shalom, the name Ephraim? It's brought down in the story of Ephraim. When Yosef called the son Ephraim, it's because Afer, but singular is Afer, plural is Ephraim. He's an article of Avram and Yitzchak. Avram that was Nitzel from the Afer from Orkazim, Yitzchak from the Afer Lagabi the Akedah. The Chassam Sofer says an interesting chapter. What does it mean? Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoyled us Yitzchak. What's the shayches? Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Daled that be'etzem roi hoyo, that a person that's born an Erba shouldn't have a child. Hare, the MSC is the Matar of the Bria is not to bring in Mamzerim Loilum. So the Teva should have been that from an Erba shouldn't come a child. Not Oilum kibin hagei noyeg. Eini ma'abed esay lomay. It blives the Mitzvah. But Lefizeh says the Chassam Sofer, if a person is an Okar or an Akara, the Akitabe shouldn't be giving birth. If he's going to be giving birth, it's going to be Avada because of a Moifus. So look at Derech HaTeva. But it's not Oilam Kim and Hogi Noi. Now we know the Neitzone Hador are saying, Me Avimelech Nisabr Sor, right? The Pasuk wants to say, Eilat Tolus Yitzchak Ben Avram. Comes the Neitzone, and they say, no! It's not. It's Me'avi Melech. It's not. On that we answer. Avram hoyled es Yitzchak. Here am I. Yitzchak is an Ocker. If you want to say that he's a Mamzer, and he's really born from Avi Melech, that means Be'emes, Al Pitev, he shouldn't be giving birth. And Al someone that's an Erev, the Eivish doesn't want to be Marv Mamzer. Why does the Eivish the Marv that is Mamzer? Oylum kiven hagi noy. But this is not Oylum kiven hagi noy. Yitzchak is Be'etzem not Shaykh. It was a moifus. So from the fact that because he gave birth, that's a raya that it was takame. It wasn't from Avram. It was Me'avi Melech, the son of Sarah. The Rashi brings that the Leitzonim wanted to say that Me'avi Melech was Abasara. So how did he go against that Leitzonim? Sor cluster pon of Shal Yitzchak Kamei Avram. So the Velt asks. First of all, there's a Chazal that an Isha, whatever she's thinking about, could be that the child will look like that, so maybe the child looks like Avram, maybe really Avimelech is the father. And the child looks like Avram because she was thinking about Avram. What's more, Sarah's brother is like Roy's Bonim Daimim Lachia Aim. Maybe Yitzchak looks as such because he looks like his Chia Aim. So I heard once a Teretz of both of these kashas, when Yitzchak was born, he didn't look like Avram. He didn't look like Avram. And the Litzonim, we're making Litzonis. Abraham made a Moifus. Tzara cluster upon him. To go against the Litzonis, a Moifus happened. Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, that his face changed then. He started looking like Avram. Now, it's the first in the pasuk by Yitzchok ben Arboim son of the Kachis Rivka. There's no argument about that. Yitzchok was 40. But how old was Rivka? Machloikis, Rashi, and Toisis. Rashi says she was 3. Toisis, in quite a few places, says no, she was 14. Toisim Yevomis, in Baba Basra, in Daskenim. The Meshech Chokmah says, interesting diak, it says, Ki Akorahi, but it says it, Hey Vav Aleph. So I don't know if they'll receive him, but Ki Akorahi, with a Vav, it should be read, who? Shad is, or it should be written with a Yud, if Shad is he, is Gematria 12. Because she was only in Akora for 12 years. She wasn't in Akora for all 20 years. According to Rashi, that she was only 3. So she's not expected to have children for the first few years. So even though they were together for 20 years, but it was Ki Akora he, she was only in Akora for part of the 20 years. This is Negei Klafi, the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that a person's supposed to be, after 10 years, divorce his wife. And the Gemara says, I looked on that from Yitzchak. Yitzchak was more than 10 years he stayed. So the Gemara has all Shakavatari there, but Toisus over there asks, what do you mean? But Rivka wasn't 20 years a Korah anyways, because she was only 3. There is one of the many places where Toisus goes and says, no, Rivka was in fact 14. Although on the other hand, there's a medrash that Rivka was 3, and exactly by the Akedah, when Yitzchak was oiled by the Akedah at the age of 37, they were nisbaser that his Bazivag was born. Now, before 3 years old, it's irrelevant. So they waited 3 years. And that's why Eliezer was sent to search, and something is missing in the story here, because what happened last week? If when by the Akedah already there was a hachroza that is a zivig that's ready, and she's only going to wait until she's 3 years old. But that's about the klal Yitzchak and Rivka is the zivig that from this is supposed to come out. A klal Yisrael vayeta Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi v'tfilo. It's brought down in the Sfarim that Yitzchak and Rivka wrote Tfilas Nishmas. Vayeta Yitzchak Lenoichach. Noichach is Rosh HaTevis. Nishmas Kol Chai. That's why at the end of Nishmas, certainly if you go in the Sefarad, and even if not, there is outlined the letters in Befi Yisharim Tisbarach, Tzadikim Tisroimim, Chasidim Tiskavish, Kedoshim Tishalol, spells out Yitzchak and Rivka, because they're the Mechabrim. He wrote this Tfilah, Noichach. He wrote the Tfilah. Now, she becomes pregnant by Yisroitzu Abonim, Bekirim Vatelach, Lidroishas Hashem. And everyone talks about what did she think? She didn't have was twins. Twins could see, you know, twins could be. One comes out one way, one comes out the other way. I mean, for those that learned that Yoimi, the Gemara, it's a tell of the Gazach. The Gemara has a Havamina that if one is a Tumtum and one is a Zachar and you're not sure the status, Mistama, the other one's also a Zachar. Mistama, if one is a Zachar, the other one's a Zachar. The Gemara says, no, fuck, it's possible. Twins could also be. One is a Zoy, one is a Zoy. But anyway, she's Vatelach Lidu says Hashem. I saw in this farm was brought down. We'll say Bekzor. We talked about this other times. Ki Yedu Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad is Gematria 1118. And so is a lot of other Tifei and Yonim. There's 43 times you have 42 times Shem Hashem and Yitfilin. And when you put Yitfilin on, it's Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha 43 times 26 is also 1118. Vechahena Rabbis Rivka. Rivka. If you spell out the letters, Reish Yud-Shin, Beis Yud-Tov, Kuf Vav-Pei. B'Miloy. B'Miloy, Rivka, B'Miloy is 1118. But when you want to know if Rivka is B'Miloy 18, there's 3 ways to spell Hey. 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 Hey Yud. And Hey Aleph. The way that Rivka B'Miloy is 1118 is actually Hey Hey. But she didn't know. If it's that, then Avada, then things are going to be going good. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenem Shema Chav. It's built in. So, V'Teluch Litzvish Es Hashem. She wanted to see. Rashi says, Matehei b'soifo. What's going at the end? The last letter. She wanted to know. Is it taka hey hey? Is the soifa taka symbolism of the vateilach lidrosh es Hashem? Okay, lemaisa. We're moving on. It says vayigdulu hanaorin. There's a famous vart from Rav Michal Zilberschlita. V'roi halad advarim lemishamram. We know that vayigdulu hanaorin is when they became 13 and they went separate ways. We know that Avraham Avinu lived only 175 years, not 180 years, so he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarvis Ra. How old were they when he was Nifter? 15. But Rashi brings already at the age of 13. Zeh hoylech lebeis Talmudai v'zeh hoylech le'inyonov. So l'chayre, Avram does see them go to Tarvis Ra, says Rav Michal Zilber, ben Eser le'mishnah, ben Shloish Esrei le'mitzvis, the Mishnah says in Berkei Avos, ben Chamesh Esrei le'gemara. He says, when the Zayd is going to give you a Feher, when he's only 13 and you're not expecting him to learn Gemara,
he'll tell you, Hech Ma'asun is a Ma'asun, it's a Chayef again. Oh, but when it's 15, this would have been the problem. Avraham Avinu had to be Nifty when they became 15. Because when you go to the Zayda for the Faher, the Zayda Avraham, other the Vase, the Blat Gemara, other the Vase, Mr. Blat Gemara, there was no more faking it. That, at the age of 15, when it was necessary that Avraham should be Nifty not to see Esav go to Tar B'Sro. I saw a fascinating poem just recently that the Chazan Ish wrote in Yiddish to his sister, Pesha Miriam, the sister of the wife of the Stipler, the mother of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Stipler was the Shatran, actually. He saw a Sefer that the Stipler wrote, Shari Tvuna, he was Nespol, from the Yerushalayim that he saw in the Sefer, and he wanted to read the Shidduch. That was the Shidduch that the Stipler married this Chazan Ish's sister. They were Shvagers. Anyway, so they found out a notebook with a written letter in Yiddish that he wrote in Yoni Musser. But it's an akud, I'll speak out one or two lines. It's a fascinating zach. The point of the poem is a katan and a gadol. The katan is a katan, he's clean. The groiser, the person that's a gadol, gadol means you're a gadol, you see a little bit beyond, you're not so fakrochen in your katnus. The groiser is nish the cleaner. And again he says, a katan, his simcha is only a little bit and his sevel is great. Aval hagadol! Hagadol einenu katan. The groiser is nishta katan. A katan thinks that people don't care about him the same way he doesn't care about other people. Over a groiser is nishta klein. A katan can't fly, he doesn't have wings, he doesn't have seichel. Aval a groiser is nishta klein. It's a beautiful poem. It's printed now actually in a book called Beit Imi. Royalties, yeah.
Commission
of a Rebbetzin Sivian, one of the daughters of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, wrote the book. It's called Beit Imi. Beit Imi has a photocopy of the original poem written in Yiddish, part of it. And again, the Kiseidah, he goes through the different facets of life. A kleiner is a zay, aber a greiser is nishta kleiner. Vayigdul ha'anaharim, it's sometimes time to grow up. Farhecher zich a little bit. Now Esav, halitein no min ha'adam adam hazeh, Esav knows that Avraham Avinu was nifter. He knows that Yaakov Avinu is preparing Adoshim for the Sudas Havro. He, meanwhile, the Gemara says in Baba Basha, did chamesh aveirois chamurois, amongst them Baal Naira Moirosa. The Prima Godim writes in Arachayim, in Hilchas Pesach, that we know that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. According to Yerushalmi, that Tosis brings in Arif Sochem, Kalaoichel Matzah Berev Pesach. Kilaboy Larasasi Beis Chomiv. Said the Prima Godin. Nishkin Chasin Dishamaisis. The Prima Godin, Mishal Tanar. What does it mean that Esav was over that Berev Nair Merasa? It means, because it says, V'yakiv Nosam Le Esav Lechem Unazid Adoshim. It was Erev Pesach. Lechem wasn't Chomitz. The Nazid Adoshim, maybe his kidneys. I don't know, maybe they weren't mocked on kidneys. Of the lechem, it was matzah. That's what it means. Esav ate the matzah. He ate the matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what it means. Boy, la resosa. But anyways, he comes there. The Beis Halevi writes, Esav didn't want to show that he's aware of the fact that this is a sudas avelus. His zayda was just nifter. So he doesn't even call it by the name. He says, "Give me the red stuff." Amasach nishmisindik. You know, he doesn't know. There's something red. He's not stelling tzu to the fact that it's a Sudas Avelis. But he says, Halitaini, no. What does no mean? It doesn't mean please. It's Nishta Esav Dikishbra. One shot I saw is that he says, now, Halitaini, now. But there's a pshat, Halitaini, now, he's saying, because the Adoshim, when you cook it, and it's ready cooked, it's brown, it's not red. So he's saying, Halitaini, no. No, in the Sugyas of Michael Ben Drusoy, no means only partially cooked. He was saying, Halitaini no, when it's red. I don't want to wait until it becomes brown. Halitaini no, while it's still red. That's what he meant. Halitaini. Now, Esav comes and says, Halitaini, and Yaakov answers him, Michro kayoin es b'chay raskali. Are you aware that this is the first time Yaakov is speaking in the Torah? He was just born a few psukim ago. Yaakov's first words in the Torah, Michro kayoin es b'chay raskali. In the Sfarim it's brought down, we mentioned it earlier this week. In the Sfarim it's brought down that if you count the words that Yaakov Avinu and Rachel and Leah speak in the Torah, it's 1,820 words. That's the amount of words that Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah speak. Rachel and Leah actually a few times speak together. For this cheshbon, we double. When they speak together, we count it for each one of them. But at the bottom, the words that Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah speak in the entire Torah is 1,820. And it's not a coincidence that there's 1,820 times that it says Shem Havaya in the Torah. It's not a coincidence. It's also that the amount of words that the Shvatim, all of the Shvatim, speak in the Torah, 1,820. The Kohen Rabbis, the Hainu, the words of the Shvatim, every word, it's not Stam geplappelt verter. Yofasi choson shel abde ovis, kol shkein the ovis alein. The words of the ovis is like, every word is a Shem Havaya, every word is a tikkun, every word is meaningful of something. The Torah wasn't even written yet, but lo and behold, the words that they spoke, 1,820, is the amount of words in the Torah. Koshkein, when we say that davening, that davening is de'avunoin, the words of davening are from the soil of the words of the office. Akufanam l'gavi d'cheshben, Yaakov, brachon olein, this is the first time Yaakov is speaking up. And he says, Michrach hayoim es b'chayros chali, frektik tzois, in Simon Reishai, in Chesed Kod Yud Gimel. How could Yaakov demand that Esav should sell him the b'chayra is a davar shalai b'loilom? What exactly is he selling him? The avoid and the mikdash, the name of, I mean, Esav is the older child. Like, what exactly is happening here? But, stay, michra kayoin. The ksois es the kasha. The ksois brings the rivosh. The rivosh says that koidim and tayrim, there's no problem of davar shalai b'loilom. As I break the ksois, he brings this in a few places. But then the ksois brings a different service. He says, it was siluk. The ksois is mechavis. That's basically what's going on in Reishai and Ches. The ksois wants to be mechavis that even though Ena the magnet of Shalai below Elam, but other mistalik be Dover Shalai below Elam. And Yaakov was requesting from Esav to be mistalik from the Bechaira. Memela he would already be. Memela he would be able to be zeichen. That's the ksois's riot. It is beside, not like the Rivosh. There's another teret that the Maram Shif brings that when you, if a boor in the paiskin, when you make someone swear, it gives toikets to the kidney that it's able to be chal and davar shalai b'loilam. Loimi boy, if you learn that loim b'loilam is a chesaron in the Gemira's Das, then maybe the Shvua gives more of an emphasis to the Gemira's Das, or even if you learn it's be'etzim ha'mini and the chalois, the Shvua gives it a toikif, and that's how he was able to make it be chal. Now the reason he's selling him the b'choira is pasha that I once saw is because Esav comes and he wants to eat. So Yaakov tells him it's Erev Pesach. You heard a seal? So Esav says, I'm going to die anyways. Lost me up with this time is b'chayrim, alois. Just give me something to eat. He wanted a drey out, because Yaakov's meniyah was the gabi the tainus b'chayrim. Yet there's another huge sugi over here. Yitzchak, there's a rav. He goes down to Pelishtim. Hashem tells him not to go to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak was a carbon oil. He can't go to Chutz Laaretz. He goes to Eretz Pelishtim. Lech Ma'aza. He goes over there down south. And he has an asik with the Pelishtim with Avimelech over here. And it's fascinating because Pashtas, Avimelech is like really nice to him. He tells all his people, Hanegeya be'isha zeh mois yumas. Don't touch this guy. Don't hurt him. The Netziv says, Andesh, Pshah. The Netziv says, BDS. The Netziv says, Avimelech was saying, don't deal with him. Sanctions. Hanegeya, anyone that has any monetary or any kind of masumatim with this person, mois yumas. It's not a positive thing. Fakir, he was saying, as I said to the Tzir Pshat, the name of Dabar, he was saying, he was sanctioning not to have a shaykhus. Not to have a shaykhus with him. That too. There's a shtickle of a problem we have in the big sugi of giving the brachas. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. The pastors, because this was going to create some sort of Yisachar Zvulun system of sorts. Rivka knows that really it should be given to Yaakov. Now, when was this? There are Makairis that had happened Pesach. I think Rashi even brings them. There are Midrashim that the Gedi Izim was this carbon Pesach and the carbon Chagiga. It's even Yedua the Chida brings that Ba'achicha b'mirma v'yikach b'rchaisecha b'mirma is Gematri Afikoimen. It wasn't Stamachav. No, Esav set it up. Yaakov set it up that he gave Yitzchak v'oichol mikoyim. He gave him that he eats from that mikoyim. Even if Esav does want to come, he says, "I'll give you something else, another bracha." Yeah, no, too late. The mirma afikoyim. You can't eat after the afikoyim. So it was Pesach. There are makaris that it was Leil Yom Kippur. There's a lot of things that we bring out that Grois and Yonim, the Shnei Gdiyim is the Sorel Hashem and the Sorel Azazel. Manase, that in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah brings down a minute to eat a tapuach, mosoik, vidvash, and the Gros says, because it's Kireyach HaSodeh, Chakal Tapuchin, and we know that it was Rosh Hashanah when Yaakov was Mariach, the Reyach HaSodeh. This story, Chakal Tapuchin. So was it Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Pesach? I don't have an answer, but I know that Rav Tzadik writes that Koidem Matan Torah, and I'll be makdim, you know, we said before, not just in Rav Tzadik, we said before also a Rivash, the Ksois brings a Rivash, that there's no Chassar of Dover Shaloi Bala'ilam Koidem Matan Torah. Ken Zayin, because Koidem Matan Torah, there's no before, there's no after, everything is waiting for the Yom HaShishi, there is no before and after, everything is just coming, culminating. So it could be Pesach, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah also. I don't know if that's an answer, but that's the kasha. Yitzchok gives the brachas to Maaseh to Yaakov. Hakoil koil Yaakov vayadai midei Esav. The Marsha writes in Bava Kama Daf Gimel that Maveh is either Shein, but if Maveh is Shein, that means it's the sword, a sword with teeth, of Cherev, of Esav. If Maveh is Adam, the Gemara brings the pasuk that it's going on, Echnet Pasu Esav. Either way, Maveh, that Mazik, the way to counter it is with Koil Koil Yaakov, for the Koyach HaTvilo, the Koyach HaTorah. It says Koil Koil, right, twice, one with above, one out of the Zer's Masha, one is Torah, one is Tvilo. So there's a way to be misgavered there. But the Maaseh Esav is not a happy camper. So Rivka tells Yaakov to go run away. And the truth is Yitzchak also does. Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov. Vayelach Paden Arom. Elovon ben Besuol Arami. To the Mishpacha. Achi Rivka ein Yaakov Esav. She sends him. They send him to the brother of Rivka. To Lovon, the brother of Rivka. The mother of Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, first of all, you know the halacha of Shulchan Aruch is that a person is supposed to kirei koyre shnayim mikra bet targum, and the Ramah brings, and the Chasam Sofer says it's a school of Yerushalayim, that on one hand it's in you to do targum, a targum you less understand, another option is to do Rashi, and Yerushalayim oisad shneim, it's a school of Yerushalayim, as I say, that Yerushalayim does both. Avada, when you do and you mekayim shnayim mikra bet targum with Rashi, you learn this Rashi. Rashi says any yedei mamalam deni. It's a Rashi. You give for a pasta Rashi. It's one of the Rashi's any yedei mamalam deni. But Rashi says he doesn't know. What's it teaching us? So there's a very interesting pshat. You know, we already said last week when Eliezer is waiting by the water and he says macharish ladas haitzliach Hashem darchi imloy. So we spoke out, what does it mean, Imloy? Eliezer wants to know what's going to be with this Shidduch. Is it going to be Imloy? Imloy is Gematria 72, that's Yaakov and Bonov and Shechina al-Gabayim is 72, 70 plus Yaakov plus Shechina. Or no, or is it Imloy? Imloy b'miluya. Imloy b'miluya is Gematria Esav. He's 76, right? B'miluya. So that, we don't know which way it's going. It's the same thing over here, but here it's even more, because you know you're supposed to always check the Achi Ha'ein. So Yitzchak Yaakov is going sent in for Shidduch. He says, I wonder what's going to be over here. So he says, let's check out who the mother is, what her brother is. Lavan, but she's the brother of Rivka. No, Ein Yaakov Ve'esav. So Rashi says, Ein Yadei, Mamalam Deini. I don't know which way to go over here. What is advising? What is advising? It could be advising, it could be a Yaakov, it could be an Esav. The Chasam Sofer writes a different akuda. He says, we know that it says in the pasuk ki Yitzchak yikari l'cha zara, that Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. That we learn out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that not everyone, that the same way Yishmael is ousted from Avram ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'cha zara and not Yishmael, that's mefurish in the pasuk ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'cha zara. That we always speak out. That's why the Yishma'elim had to make a new Quran. They can't go with the Tanakh because it says that they're out. As opposed to the Natsrut, they have a new and an old. I don't know what they have, but the platform is our Tanakh.
Because it doesn't say in Alton against them. Torah Shebalpeh does. Torah Shebalpeh says, Ki bi Yitzchak! V'loi kol Yitzchak. Yeah, that's a Maimar Chazal. Shh, they don't know about it. So they can go with the text of the Tanakh. They don't have... The Pshut Ishal Mikra is not against them. The Pshut Ishal Mikra is against Yishmol. But Akoponim, Yishmol is not the son of Avram. And Chazal teach us that Esav is not the son of Yitzchak. Says the Chasam Sofer, but Rivka is the mother. Rivka is the mother of Esav. And this is a lot of repercussions. Yitzchak, Esav and Yaakov are brothers. They don't have the same father. It's easier, but Yitzchak is not the father. Yitzchak is not the father. But Rivka is the mother. That's even what's going on. It said early in the parasha, she says, Lama ze anoichi. Lama ze anoichi. Because they told her there's going to be a good one and a not. And she said, okay, Avram also had a Yitzchak and a Yishmol. But the Yishmol wasn't from Sarah. It was from Hagar. You want to tell me we have a one and one over here? Lama ze anoichi. Why is it from me? What do I have to do with it? Let it be from a different mother. Let the bad part, the psoilus of Yaakov. Lama ze anoichi. But the Maaseh, the Pasuk says, yeah, it's not so. She is the mother of Esav. Yitzchak is nicht der Tate von Esav. Rivka is the mother of Esav. Klafi Madvar Mamurim, an interesting Zach. Later on in Vayishlach, when Esav comes with his Arba Meis Ish, the Medrash says that the Malachim come and start attacking them. And Esav says, you're starting up with me, I'm an Enikol of Avram. Garnish, they keep on schmeissing him. He says, I'm the son of Yitzchak. They keep on schmeissing him. He says, I'm Yaakov's brother. And they stop. So Pashup Shad is, this is very good PR for the confrontation coming up. It's true. That's also true. But Maslitin Ben Oichid is Taka, he's not the son of Yitzchak. He's not the son of Avraham. But he is the brother of Yaakov. Achim min ha'ein. Ein Yaakov ve'esav.